Harper Audio presents The Viscount Who Loved Me by Julia Quinn. Performed by Kevin Brighting. Copyright 2006 by Julie Cotler Pottinger. Production copyright 2007 HarperCollins Publishers. May 1829. Kate stomped across the lawn, glancing over her shoulder to make sure that her husband was not following her. 15 years of marriage had taught her a thing or two, but she knew that he would be watching her every move. But she was clever, and she was determined, and she knew that for a pound, Antony's valet could feign the most marvellous sartorial disaster. Something involving jam on the iron, or perhaps an infestation in the wardrobe, spiders, mice, it really didn't matter which. Kate was more than happy to leave the details up to the valet, as long as Antony was suitably distracted long enough for her to make her escape. "It is mine, all mine," she chortled, in much the same tone she'd used during the previous month's Bridgerton family production of Macbeth. Her eldest son had casted the roles. She had been named First Witch. Kate pretended not to notice when Antony had rewarded him with a new horse. Her husband would pay now. His shirts would be stained pink with raspberry jam, and she was smiling so hard. She was laughing. "Mine," she sang, wrenching open the door to the shed on the last syllable, which just so happened to be the deep, serious note of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. "Mine." She would have it. It was hers. She could practically taste it. She would have tasted it, even if possible, would somehow have bonded.